Who are you?
My name is Wygar Wygaris, the Plutonian elf from Plutonia in the city of Zolaria. We came to Earth on a mission of music and to have you look to the skies with wonder.
Wygar, you are in Zolar X.
Yes, I am in Zolar X.
And Wygar, who else is in Zolar X?
Mr. Eon Flash.
Eon Systems. Flash. Pattern time.
Jet Star System, Space Base.
Where are you guys from?
Zolaria City, Plutonia.
What does the X mean in Zolar X?
The Silver Beam stands for Truth, Justice in the Earth, in an Unearthly Way. And the black is the dark side of everything being cut in half.
Have you guys saved the planet? Has Zolar X saved the planet?
Nah, we're just getting started.
Zolar X won't save the planet. Zolar X is here to have you look to the skies with wonder. So you'll know there's an event that's going to take place in the stars.
Wygar, can you explain a bit more about the X, like what you're wearing right now? Can you explain the significance of the clothes you're wearing now, the X's?
Well, the X's are our logo. It's our motto. It's our way that we think, like I say. Good over evil, light over dark, because this planet has been suffering too long in the dark side of war, hunger, and hate.
Ian of Zolar X, how would you describe Wygar of Zolar X? What is Wygar wearing?
Wygar wearing? Basically wearing kind of what I'm wearing. I think pretty dap and dapper.
And Jetstar, how would you describe what Ion is wearing?
Eon is wearing?
Well, Ion sounds kind of chemical, you know.
Either or.
Tomato, tomato. He's wearing our normal stage clothes that we wear when we're performing.
24/7, though, you guys wear this stuff, right?
24/7, yes, that fish has landed.
Zolar X, you started Glitter. Please explain, how did Zolar X start the rock phenomenon known as Glitter?
Pink hair, green hair, purple hair, makeup, space age sound, tights in every color. No more Levi's, Mr. Brown, just all color, all the time. And a lot of it is just fun. And I like to say it's a star-stellar thrill to have so much fun.
Ian, what's a bit of history about Zolar X? When did you start in Zolar X? What's the history behind Zolar X? Like, really, you invented Glitter. It's kind of hard to explain, but please explain it.
I was the last one in, actually. They had all gotten together and met each other through channels, and I ended up getting picked up by them, 73 72, and it was quite an experience. Definitely one of a kind, and it's my life.
And Jetstar, at the time you were DJing at Rodney's English Disco, what was Zolar X like back then?
Zolar X back in that time was amazing. And I'd heard a rumor back then that the original bass player, Zany Zatovian, was leaving the band. And I hadn't played bass a single note at that point. So I figured I better get started. So when he leaves, I can get in there and be there for Space Bass.
And how many years did you wait?
Almost a quarter of a century.
And now you're here in Zolar
X.
Do you age less in space, Zolar X?
One would age less in space if you're traveling at the speed of thought. You know, that takes you anywhere in a moment's notice. It's much faster than speed of light or hyperspace drive. You don't really age less, you just don't show it.
You guys look great for all the years you've been together.
That's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Thank you.
I mean, you look great. I mean, Zolar X looks great. I mean, age really does keep you young. Age in space.
Age in space, and it's also, you know, being an elf, your stature, you know, you kind of take and get adapted to that lifestyle where if you color me green, then there's less stress on your body. If you color me green, there's less stress on your heart. And when you have those less stress, you will age slower.
Wygar, what language does Zolar X speak?
Oh, it, Zolarex speaks Zolaranian. You know, it's like, Noptre, Buteris, Varitraxon, Olioi, Navy, Tridouter, Dutra, Hanama, Eupatrania, Stebiorendum, Beltrobulus, Comdovius, Plebot, Strayvols, Uratus, Straybatus, Clevota, Storbot, Lop, Kamatota, Yorbo, Straybut, Bevis, Norvo, Strata, Kamata, Hibat.
And the English translation of that is?
You better give it back to him. he's the master at this.
There's more to the translation than I'm going to repeat. But, okay. Greetings, people of planet Earth. We come to greet you with music and lifestyles of performance. To always look to the skies with wonder. There's a light coming brighter than the day.
Let's do something useful here at Zolarex. Not that we're doing something useful right now by talking to you. Here we are at South by Southwest. What can you teach the viewers of Canada all about the language known as Zolaranian? Can you teach us a bit of Zolaranian?
Yes, okay. Noptre, greetings, Canada. Nokvu, thank you, Canada. Vil hertira vu, I love you, Canada.
Straight from the mouth of?
Wygar Wygar is the Platonian elf.
Of Zolar?
Yon Flash.
X.
Of Zolar X.
Zolar X.
Is Wygar forgetful?
No.
You almost forgot the X there of Zolar X.
Well, he was waiting for me to say it, so.
I was waiting for Mr. Eon Flash to say it. Zira Eon.
And I dropped the ball, so.
So, Zolarex, excuse me for not knowing a lot about space creatures and whatnot, but are you guys men? Are you women? Are you sexless?
And he hands it to me. Okay, here we go.
We are space men elves, and we like Earth girls, trust me.
I thought there was some sexlessness with Zolarex, like the spandex you're wearing now. It does not reveal anything, does it?
It all depends on where you put it.
What about Zolarex? Do you guys like sex?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How many Zolarexian children are there, Zolarex?
Zolarexian children? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
What do the children of Zolarex look like?
Well, they have big brains, I'll tell you that. And the assortment, they're from... Five of them are from the second bass player, Euphoe and Euphar. Two of them are from Zori Zenith. One is from Zany Zaytovian.
What do they look like, though? How would you describe your look?
Well, they have little antennas and pointed ears, so they're developing quite well.
You're missing the antenna right now. How come there's no antenna right now, Wygar?
Because I don't need to receive anything. I'm just transmitting. Are you aware my antennas do receive my music?
This is a toned-down costume, isn't it? You want to ease back into Zolarexian lore, don't you?
It's a toned-down costume for the public to be eased into the Zolarexian lore. The next phase of the Armando Itron Norte visions will be so bright and colorful, laser beams, holograms, spaceships landing, the whole spiel. No more caveman fire. People get burned. We're going to use lasers and holograms. And if they want fire on stage, we'll just create it with a hologram.
And what were early Zolarex shows like? Could you describe them?
Pretty amazing. A lot of them were with bands that were similar to us and that were pretty big in their own day. New York Dolls, Iggy. A lot of bands that were just kind of friends and yet... They held their own doing stuff, and it was just it was amazing to play for, you know, on bills like that.
The early days of Zolarex.
Was that a sign? What was going on there?
I was just moving the X through the camera lens. That's all, the only sign I know is it was a life signs from the stars.
Like, what are the communications between the members of Zolarex? Like, how do you guys communicate? Aside from Zolarexian, which I know you have a good grasp of.
You know, pretty much a lot of it's by mind. Yeah. I mean, when we're on stage, we can do, you know.
We call it ZXP.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Boom.
I'll tell you. And it works after that many years. You can basically think everything out instead of doing anything. Just talking.
When can we know what each other's thinking? It's so natural. It's like breathing.
Zolarex, how do aliens dance? How do aliens dance? Can you demonstrate?
I play drums, so I can't.
That's how we dance.
That's the soft shoe?
That's the elf walk. He does a soft shoe.
The elf walk.
What's that? I learned the soft shoe one time. So.
Can you explain this, please?
Yeah, just a little. What?
Can you explain this Zolarex dance you have for us?
I can't. I mean, soft shoe's more early American.
How dare you reference that?
Excuse me.
No. Actually, Zolarex and dancing, it's a movement that just happens to your body on stage by the rhythm of the beat. And the rest of it is just nonsense because, actually, I don't like the earth dance.
What is the earth dance? Like, can you compare the earth dance to the Zolarex dance?
Well, if you would have taken and watched any of the soul...
Can you show us an earth dance?
Oh.
I got the Batman. I could do the Batman.
So that's an earth dance.
That's earth dance.
And what's a Zolarex dance again?
All in the movement of your butt, on your hips and your feet.
One more time for the camera, please.
Okay. I've got to be strapped to plane, baby.
Give the man room.
And, you know, okay. And when you're shimmering.
Oh, now, is that something?
There you go.
That's the Zolarex dance, which we will see at South by Southwest.
We'll see it tonight.
Actually, could you move to the Zolarex poses again? What is the Zolarex pose?
Zolarex pose.
I love the lineup here. It's awesome.
Well, the Zolarex pose is this is a Zolarex pose. This is a Zolarex pose. There's a lot of Zolarex poses. Then, you know, if you have your antennas on, there's the balancing Zolarex pose. But then you have to have motion, so it's really not a pose. It's opposed.
Zolarex, could you please explain a bit about the stage setup that you used to have with Zolarex that probably you're going to bring back? Because it was quite amazing. You had, like, spaceships on stage?
Well, what they are is they're computer-amplified props that our amplifier is set inside of. So the audience gets a surreal. They do not see amplification of the normal band. There's the X logo that just kind of brings them into all. It looks exactly like this. Only it's larger. And then there's also the larger X. And then there's all... Eventually, like I say, we will move to back into the laser beams. We have one little laser on one of the Gitrons that we play.
Yeah, how dare I not mention lasers, eh?
How dare you not mention lasers?
Yeah, like how dare I not mention lasers? Like that's really important for Zolarex, right?
I would say so. It's the closest thing to the speed of light there is.
But Zolarex,
it is speed of light.
Zolarex Weiger, I'd like to know, though, a bit about the props you had on stage, because you used to take them, because you live in Los Angeles, from, like, movie studios and stuff. What sort of props did you get from movie studios?
Well, Zori Zenith, we're going to give him the credit for this stuff. He it was really not movie studios. It was more like dumpster diving at docks where trucks would unload and say, fixtures from stores would be... They would be moving on to their next phase for whatever. Maybe this fixture didn't hold the socks right or whatever. And we'd get them, spray them silver or put Mylar on them and just use them. And we'd make arrangement. Then we built our comic book rack for through comic doors. And that we'd put some comic books on. And then it had a little bench and we'd sit on it while we did the song and the slow part. And then we'd stand up and play the heavy part that was more like familiar?
Yeah.
Well, it was a familiar ring to... Well, we always thought... When we first received signals, it was like the first music we heard from Earth was Beethoven, Mozart, Bach, Chopin. So we were hooked right then to say, hey, there's some music happening here. And then we came here and then we heard the Beatles, the Yardbirds, the Rolling Stones, and we really loved that. And then for 20 years, there was a shutoff valve.
And now you're back.
Now we're back.
Zolarex are back, and it's amazing what you were describing, what you were doing like in 1974 to early 70s. I mean, nobody else was doing anything like that, were they, on stage? This must have been mind-blowing.
Not at all. And even now, when we're back, this guy is riding up a storm. It's just amazing stuff, and I'm real particular on you know, playing. And
what was the reaction, though, back in the 70s when you get up on stage, you do all the stuff? You're having a sock rack up on stage.
It was more of a jaw drop. Than actually accepting us. It was just, they didn't know what to think.
A very easy way to put it was, they had eyes but no ears.
Zolarex, who were your competitors back then? I mean, what you were doing was amazing. Who were your competitors?
Everybody in the music business was a competitor. And we were, even though we stood alone, the competitor was the time and the money spent on the other bands that were our competition. And to break through that mold at that time, the charting the course of music could have not came to this point right now unless Zolarex didn't get signed back then. Because if Zolarex would have taken off back then, oh, geez, there'd be a lot of guys that are filthy rich today that they wouldn't have had a clue of what to play. So the record companies...
Why weren't Zolarex signed? Why weren't you guys signed back in the 70s?
Because it would have cost too much money to dump all the other bands that were no good just to sign one.
But the thing is, you guys were pre-Star Wars, right? Like, if they had signed you guys, Zolarex, well, back then, they could have had a lot of money from Star Wars.
They told us, one company said, that space is out, and this is in 1975, and 2 years later, Star Wars came out. And the rest is history. I mean, Battlestar Galactica, the comic book movies of from the late 70s to today. A comic book hero or villain is super millions of buckaroos in any country.
But now you're here back to reclaim the throne. Zolarex are back.
We're back.
Now, how jealous did other bands get about Zolarex? Because you did get the girls, didn't you?
Yes, we did get the girls, and that was a big ploy with a lot of the other bands. And I'm not sure if some of them didn't even kind of like, you know, maybe blackball or sabotage certain situations because of the fact that they went home crying and we went home with the Earth Girls. Like, what else can I say? Part of me wants to say to everybody in Canada, don't worry, I've changed my ways.
Zolarex, could you please explain a bit more about your look and what your look was like in the 1970s? Because you used to wear the look all the time, and how hassled did you get?
Well, we'd get, you know, your honking horns. We'd get your, some bad language here and there.
Well, Ian, could you describe a day in the life of a Zolarexer circa early 70s? What did you look like, you know, you going to the AM, PM, or whatever it was called back then? What was it like?
There's definitely a lot of looks. I mean, everybody knew who we were. I mean, that's one thing.
I mean, this is what you looked like in 1974.
Pretty much, yeah. We did a lot of things but this is normal. This is normal to us. This is not where we had to make it up and get made up every day and do this. This is a normal day.
But what sort of hassles did you get, and how did you learn to get out of hassles? I was told, get naked, and that'll get you out of trouble.
Well, no. It's like Zany. Zany walked down the street one time. There was guys, it was the summertime in Hollywood, and they ended up a bunch of guys in a truck. Ended up chasing him home, and I remember being in the apartment where he came flying in because, you know, so things happen like that, but it's our motto, it's our life, it's our the way we live.
Weigar, you always spoke the language too, like when you were out there and about back in the 70s.
If you say so.
I thought you had special secret tape recorders you used to carry around and play.
Yes, we had special secret tape recorders, but on these tape recorders were abstract, Plutonia, real avant-garde sounds of...
A lot of ideas that came out.
Celestial waves.
Well, give the setup of what you do with a tape recorder. Well, like, you'd be out and about, right?
We'd be out and about, and all three tape recorders would be playing the same music at the same time, and we would just walk down the street, and we would just... At some times, we would say some of the words we had meanings for. The other times, we would just talk what we call the Zoloranian gibberish. And... hand gesture. And then we would cause accidents out on Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, Santa Monica Boulevard, Vine Street. I mean, you name it, they were car crashes. And what we're wearing now is black, gray, to bring the clouds along into color. Back then, it was color. Every day was a green, a pink, a blue, an orange, always pastels, always neon, always everything.
Zolarex, what are Zolarex babies called?
They're called Astrotots. I have one myself. A baby girl Astrotot, 5 years old.
Zolarex, what did Ace Frehley take from Zolarex and turn into Kiss? Could you explain the connection between Ace Frehley and Zolarex, Ace Frehley of Kiss?
Okay, Ace Frehley of Kiss is... a great guy. He was befriended Zolarex. And if he would have had more power inside of Kiss, he probably would have helped Zolarex. But what Ace did was, you know, I mean, it's history. It's fine. He became Space Ace after he met Zolarex. He was just Ace before. And then he became Space Ace. And he liked to borrow some of our ideas for our costumes and stuff like that, but he's got a heart of gold.
Who else borrowed stuff from Zolarex? Like, who else do you maybe remember coming to see Zolarex that maybe later on you saw some Zoloexorisms in them?
Probably a lot of friends that I grew up with. We definitely had an influence on, you know, the changing from rock and roll over to rock and roll. We were, you know, kind of going on to new territory, and originality is the best thing, you know, for this earth. I mean, it's just, so I can't really say.
There's no names?
I can't think of any right now. It's just too hard to think of somebody. But Ace was really, just loved us. And call me.
Kiss used primitive fire, though, didn't they?
Yes, as I call caveman fire, and they still do. And smoke and things like that. But look.
Where does Zolarex use?
Holographic laser beams.
And Kiss are still stuck in fire.
Caveman fire. But they're also, you know, I mean, they've got some things that Zolarex needs, but as far as, no offense, but I have to say it, musically, I've heard 2 songs of theirs in my life. And that's all. So if they've got 36 million albums sold, I didn't buy one.
Zolarex, were you guys really going to become the new Monkees at one time?
I'd never heard of that one.
Okay, well, the Bender, Steve Bender story, it rings half true. I'm not really sure it was ever going to be the new Monkees, quote unquote. It was just going to be a television show.
About Zolarex.
About Zolarex. And
there's still time, too, to do this show, right?
There's still time to do Future Visions, and that's going to be all the shows. That's a... soundtrack for movie scripts, comic books, you name it, we've got it.
But the guy who engineered Elvis's 68 comeback saw Zolarex and said...
He saw Zolarex and said, come to my Beverly Hills office and let's work out a deal. And Eon Flash and myself, we went back to Platonia for a weekend. And when we came back to Hollywood... Zori Zenith and Zany Zaytovian had blown that deal up to smithereens. So, and we still don't have an answer for how it got blown.
Zolarex, did you meet any of the other space bands, you know, like Kraftwerk or Gary Numan?
No, I didn't meet Kraftwerk or Gary Numan. I would say more so on your other question about our influences are seen every day in comic books and in movies and in music in general. Of shows on Sci-Fi Channel, Stargates are constantly borrowing from Zolarex because there's a floating treatment out there of Future Visions that was copywritten, but still it's a floating treatment. And people probably just figured since it's been so many years, why not borrow from this?
Weigar of Zolarex, Kraftwerk helped predict the computer. What did Zolarex help predict? Did you help predict email? Did Zolarex invent email?
He's got some good questions here.
Zolarex didn't invent email, but I'll tell you, before there was a laptop or a tiny computer in your home, we talked about computers. We talked about computers in 1973 when we started writing songs about them. So, yes, we did help bring along the Internet movement.
And email.
Email, Internet. I mean, go MySpace, baby, because that's right where I'm at. I'm in MySpace.
Weigar of Zolarex, winding up here. You guys are dressed very interestingly, and I guess some people might look at that and not really realize that if you dress like Zolar
X,
you'll end up at the Playboy Mansion?
Yes, we're going to be at the Playboy Mansion receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Shrine the following night. It's called Live Action Role Play. Don't ask me how it happened, except for a lot of years of work went into this, so we'll see.
So these are the people that play Dungeons & Dragons are awarding you an award, a Lifetime Achievement Award?
I think it is. I think it's them, and they play even more than just Dungeons and Dragons. They go into space. They go into, the Star Trek
movies,
movement, Star Wars, George, all of it.
George Lucas.
So the nerds are having a giant party at the Playboy match?
Yes, they are.
Dreams do come true for these guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
This is a pretty wild one, and yes, it's the Playboy Mansion, and trust me, if you want to be a guitar tech or a roadie that night, the positions are being filled and booked already, so don't apply for this job.
Zolarex, lastly here, Canadian connections. Jetstar, what's the Canadian connection to Zolarex here?
Well, I've been living in Canada for the past 11 years, and finally I got my base spot through talking to Rodney Bingenheimer and Jello Biafra and offering to be the bass player for when the tour happens, and it's happening.
And Canada had been mentioned in your songs before, hadn't it, Weigar? You mentioned the word Canada!
Yes, Canada is mentioned in Jetstar 19. It seems to be one of the most popular songs on the CD. It was actually written by our poor elf that's in Umatilla Prison in Oregon.
Zori. One more time, the elf dance.
Spread out, boys.
Oh, that was the earth dance, the second part, right?
No, that's the ship. That's the elf shimmy. You got to give some butt. You got to give some butt to show off the plutonium elf's butt. You got to.
Well, thank you for throwing out props to Canada in that song. That's great.
Oh, hey, Canada's our neighbor to the north, and we get a lot. I receive personally a lot of emails and quotes and things from a lot of fans in Canada, and trust me, we want to come back. We just want to get over the border easier.
Yeah, it takes a while to get over the border.
Zolarex, here at South by Southwest, also is another interesting character, Pamela DeBar, the world's most famous groupie. Have you guys ever had any Zolarexian experiences with Pamela DeBar?
Just friendship. I mean, nothing more.
Okay, the only thing I can say about that, I was really good friends with Michael DeBars. And Pamela, we used to hang out and things like that. But since I gave up your alcohol, that just got me kind of hooked for a while. Those little periods of those sexual innuendos and... I don't remember.
You took the fifth.
I take the fifth on your planet. Yes, I do, because I don't know.
Oh. Zolarex.
Roundabout way.
Zolarex, crispy space bacon. What do you think about crispy space bacon? What's your favorite food of Zolarex? I like crispy space bacon because that's what astronauts get what turned into, because the spacesuits can't stop the radiation. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, you could say that's true, but I happen to enjoy tacos.
You like tacos?
I like tacos. I've never met a cookie I didn't like.
Tacos and cookies for Zolarex and partying at the Playboy Mansion.
What else do you need?
I know, it's
that's, oh, a little bit of
laser beams.
Tang.
You need
tang, a little tang. Won't hurt anybody.
Well, thanks so much, Zolarex. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Be positive, be good to each other, and avoid wars.
Definitely that.
Drink your Diet Mountain Dew. It's good for you, and it's green.
Why should people care about Zolarex Weigar? Why should people care?
People should care about Zolarex because there's an emotion that will be stirred up in their souls if they only listen and open their ears. As far as the look goes, it's an attention grabber. But the music is our key point. This time, it's all about the music.
Well, thanks so much, Zolarex. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doot doo 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 doo.
Doot doo.
That's terrible.
Nocturne.
Doot doo. Nocturne of Endurance, Barry Trexon, people.
And that wasn't rehearsed.